Alarmists, Climate Change is Common Denominator Behind Death and Destruction. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 24, 2020. Climate change rhetoric continues to escalate, with alarmists now proclaiming that there is no need to wait because the apocalypse is now. That is the title of an article Wednesday by journalist Aaron Bunch, in which she explains how rampant disease, wildfires, hazardous air quality, hurricane damage are all connected to global warming and therefore are destined to increase. The truth is, Ms. Bunch writes, this unprecedented in our lifetime global state of emergency is not an aberration, and it won't end as the sun sets on 2020. This, too, shall not pass. Because the common denominator for so much of this death and destruction is climate change. And at this point, there is no avoiding the catastrophic effects caused by the warming of our planet. We are already experiencing them, she insists, and things are only going to get worse. We're already committed to further pain and suffering. But the amount of suffering that we have at 1.5 degrees is bearable, Ms. Bunch writes, citing human geographer Anthony Lizarowitz, director of the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication. It's going to suck, and people are going to die. And it's going to cause a lot of damage, but we can get through it. At this very moment, we're in a truly apocalyptic string of record-setting events, Lizarowitz claims, in reference to West Coast fires, a string of hurricanes, and a giant weather event in the Great Plains. Bunch also cites climate psychologist Margaret Klein Salomon, who offers a similar doomsday prognostication. I wish I could tell you that the air quality is bad this year, but it'll be better next year. But the truth is that this is accelerating, Klein Salomon says. We're talking about the collapse of civilization, and I think it's really important for people to hear that. I truly believe this is the apocalypse. The article does not elucidate whether so-called experts' use of apocalypse language is meant as an expression of religious belief or has some reference to the positive sciences, but one suspects that the language is chosen more for its impact value than for its mathematical precision. Since climate change communication and climate psychology apparently now exist as distinct academic disciplines, readers can expect to be treated to much more talk of the apocalypse as the months progress. Having exhausted their linguistic arsenal of climate hyperbole, however, alarmists may now face the problem of finding sufficiently dramatic language to express their ever-intensifying emotions. Or, to switch the metaphor, how can climate alarmists continue raising the stakes when they are already all in? Follow at Williams Rome.